USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four prosecutors in New York have opened investigations into Governor Andrew Cuomo to see if any of the criminal misconduct revealed in an independent panel's report took place in their jurisdictions. District attorneys in Westchester and Nassau counties and Manhattan have requested materials from the panel, which found Governor Cuomo had sexually harassed 11 women, including employees. The governor has denied the allegations in the report. Cuomo has faced calls to resign from office from a growing number of fellow Democrats, including President Biden, but he's made no indication that he'll take that step. And nearly all foreign visitors to the United States may soon need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House is considering the requirement as part of a plan to reopen travel into the country for foreign travelers, as it faces pressure from airlines and allies to lift travel restrictions. The administration has not laid out a timeline for announcing or implementing that rule change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned about what he's called a smoldering outbreak of COVID infections among those who are unvaccinated. Earlier this week, the U.S. met the goal of 70% of American adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine, with just over 50% fully vaccinated. Dr. Elizabeth Claiborne is an adjunct professor of emergency medicine at the University of Maryland School of Medicine and tells CBS News that we may not be able to fully control the coronavirus, as she sees an uptick of COVID cases.
I certainly think that that is a very real threat that will have an ongoing kind of concern for COVID that will stretch several months from now and never fully resolve or reach this quote-unquote herd immunity, because we will not get our vaccination percentage high enough to provide protection and kind of stomp out COVID altogether. Currently, what we see in Maryland, a state that I must say is actually doing very well compared to other places in the country, we have one of the lowest case positivity rates and one of the highest vaccination rates. I still have seen in the last couple of weeks an uptick in COVID positive patients.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Federal officials have begun sending agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to the southern border to help relieve overcrowded Border Patrol stations. The move coming after reports over the weekend that some Border Patrol facilities were holding more than five times the number of people they were designed for. Former acting ICE director Tom Holman says the White House is calling in ICE to improve optics, not to deal with the surge. He tells Fox News that he at least hopes more Border Patrol agents can now get back into the field.
They're sending reinforcements to process people quicker, so you don't see the overcrowding. Remember, President Biden and the Vice President were bragging how they made a lot of progress because people aren't in Border Patrol custody. There's no overcrowding in Border Patrol facilities. That's just because they process people quickly and release them quickly. But that drone video hurt. So they're more concerned with the optics of this crisis. They're going to send reinforcements down there. Nothing to slow the flow. Nothing to enforce law. Just process and release quickly so it doesn't appear to be the crisis. Now, I applaud them for doing this because hopefully that will mean more Border Patrol agents get back to the line quicker and actually do their mission. So there's a positive to this, but they're doing it for the wrong reasons. Absolutely wrong reasons.
And the U.S. women's beach volleyball pairing of April Ross and Alex Kleinman will play for gold after defeating the Swiss pair of Joanna Heidrich and Anouk Vergedepre in straight sets. They await the winner of the other semifinal of Australia versus Latvia for Thursday's gold medal game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.